Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, where innovation, sustainability, and technology converge to shape a better future. I'm Aisha Williams, founder and CEO of Impact Vest. In each episode, we bring you bold ideas, expert insights, and real-world solutions from changemakers across industries. Whether you're an entrepreneur, policymaker, investor, or just passionate about impact, this podcast is for you. So let's dive in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our Impact Vest podcast. I am Tanya Love Lamort, the Managing Director of the Impact Vest Alliance. And for today's podcast, I have the absolute pleasure of being joined by Alexis Thomas Duhart and Scott Duhart. They are the co-founders of Heart to Heart Care. Their company provides personalized care services for seniors and disabled individuals. Welcome to our podcast, Alexis and Scott.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you today. I want to start off by getting a little background on yourself. So please take our listening audience on a journey in your career. How did you go from IT infrastructure to operations and knowledge management and now to heart care? And what inspired you to create heart to heart home care?
So I'll start off. I started my IT business roughly in 2015, before I met Alexis. So I had already got pretty knee deep into infrastructure and IT. So it was pretty interesting and becoming an entrepreneur. I knew as an entrepreneur, I had the ability to operate in other industries because as an entrepreneur, you know, you become a serial entrepreneur after a while. You start one business and you say, hey, I'm gonna start another business. My wife and I always talked about over the past few years, like, hey, let's do a joint business venture together. Let's just do something together because she wasn't really involved in hard IT from the beginning. So we talked about it and talked to a few friends and family, talked to a few business owners. And being in my church, we always look at giving back, always look at helping others and being available for our community. And even as a veteran, I said, hey, I realize how hard it can be getting services as a veteran and a disabled veteran about care services. We just knew we wanted to help others out. So we talked about it, prayed about it, and we landed on home care.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because that's why I'm here talking to you today. It's so helpful to kind of understand the story behind it. And there's always a story, how you end up at a destination, and usually it comes out of a need. So it's great to hear the inspiration. And when you talked about being a serial entrepreneur, it's true. You know, you ideate, you create, and you get in the habit of doing that. It's like an exercise. So we're happy to have you and happy to have you in the Alliance. So I'm glad you are. Thank you so much, Scott, for your introduction. Alexis, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Alexis Thomas Duhart. I am the Chief Operating Officer for Heart to Heart Home Care. I oversee day-to-day operations and client support needs. My background in the corporate space is both operations and project management, and it leans really well into what my everyday looks like here at Heart to Heart to make sure both our clients and our caregivers are set up for success.
Sounds good. It is a pleasure to talk to you both today. So tell me a little bit more. I read as I was doing my research on the background for heart-to-heart care, and I recall from a prior conversation as well that your journey in caregiving stemmed from a deeply personal place. And I want to hear a little bit more about that. I believe it was your grandmother or your grandparents. Is that correct?
Yes. So I am fortunate enough to be second generation caregiver. Within my family, my grandmother is a retired New York State caregiver. She worked primarily with families who had disabilities or chronic illness. And my grandfather also, in his later years, suffered from dementia. So as Scott and I were considering business ventures, doing something together, that's not only going to leave a legacy, but be service related. Home care resonated with us due to our personal journeys and experiences.
Okay, wow. So, what a legacy your
Yes.
grandmother started, and it still continues because it is so needed to have that personalized care. Scott, you mentioned that you are a veteran. So, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for your service. I want to circle back. You made a comment earlier about wanting to support veterans more because they don't always get the care that they need. Why do you think that? Can you share a little bit more on that point?
Of course. So essentially, I can speak from experience. I was in the military from 2001 to 2004. I got out a little bit early because my job was overmanned. But a few years later, I started seeing little things and noticing little things going on with my body that wasn't happening. So I started trying to go to the doctor and different things, and I started seeing different ailments. So I started applying for VA disability. It's pretty much, I had to do it when they first get out, but I didn't know nothing about the process. So I didn't even know anything about VA disability or VA compensation for while you're out of service. So I started applying back in 2007. Believe it or not, I just got awarded a rating in December of 2024. So almost 20 years later of applying and saying, oh, you're
Wow.
not eligible, or a lot of denials. The process is very frustrating and very overwhelming because you're applying because you actually have a physical ailment or a physical need or a need from the from your military's background. But every veteran I know, they say, I hear the stories all the time, they quit the process because it's so long. Like I
It's
said,
so
almost
long.
20
Wow.
years and I'm just getting some type of support.
Wow.
Then the next thing was the complexity of the paperwork. There's so many government documents, a form 22-3. You tell somebody, can you fill out the form 22, 22, 23? And I'm like, what is a form 22, 23? Or you say, go format the 1511. These different forms, it means nothing to us. It means nothing to no
Right.
nobody who's not in the government working actually in
Right.
today's world. But you can say, okay, I want to go do some education. In your mind, you go look online and put in your government education forms. You might go fill out one, and 2 or 3 weeks later, you get a denial letter saying you're denied. In your mind, you're like, why am I denied? I was a veteran. I served. I meet all the criteria. You'll make a phone call into the call center and they'll say, oh, you filled out the wrong form. So here you go, starting the clock all over
Wow.
again. So
Okay.
when I tell you, it's just a process that is very complex, and it's not simple. It's very time consuming.
Wow. And
So
Alexis, do you agree with the urgency of this need and what motivation do you have on this topic?
100%. You know, our goal and objective is to take care of our community. We want to foster healthy and fruitful lives for all of our patients, but especially our veterans, right, who have served this country within the US. So seeing his experiences and seeing his struggles and then having to stay on top of him, right, to go through the process again once you get that no, it's very important, I think, for us and especially heart to heart specifically, that we can support our clients in any way, shape, or form we can. And truthfully, a lot of that is, you know, once you do get your VA benefits and you can take advantage of them, they actually do provide private home care assistance that is not
Oh.
have to be paid out of pocket. So
Okay.
yeah, so over the next coming year, as a new business, in our case, we can't take veteran clients just yet because we have to have a proven track record, right, of the care that we're providing. But it's definitely a space that's near to and dear to our heart and that we're looking to do going into the end of 2025, beginning of 2026, so that we're able to take care of our clients, get them the benefits and the services that they need, and be able to provide care and them not have to worry how they're going to pay for it out of their own
Right.
pocket.
And that is so important, like yourself, Scott, for those that have served for the military. And there's a reason why America is the land of the free, is because of all of the work that the veterans have put into it, those that have served and are currently serving now, and those that will serve in the future. And having something like heart-to-heart home care that could provide services for them when you're available, you know, when you can do it and it's part of the process, it's so needed. Can you describe the services that you offer your clients? And for someone that's located in your area, how do they go about contacting you for consultation?
Yes, I'll take that one. So we offer personalized care service plans. Our goal and objective is truly to meet the individual needs of the person needing care. Everyone is so unique and their experiences are unique. So we want to make sure that there's customized plans for them. What that entails can be companion care services, personal care assistance, which helps with bathing, grooming, incontinence care, respite care, which is very big. Essentially, it's providing care to the family caregiver so that they're able to take a break and reset. And we also do a lot of work with dementia and Alzheimer's patients. So we offer complimentary consultations. And if anyone's in the local area and interested in signing up for a consultation, you can go to our website, which is H2HGA.com. And we also have social media platforms as well.
Okay, thank you for that.
Of course.
And do you have any future plans of expanding your services beyond your current region?
Yes, currently we cover the Metro Atlanta area. And in the near future, it would be ideally to expand the course to the entire state of Georgia and beyond.
Okay. Well, that's great. It's exciting. Do you have plans in the works of expanding? Or are you going to hold off on doing that for the time being?
We actually had a few requests over the past few months in a county we don't cover currently. So we're actually in a process of expanding towards that way.
Okay.
New
So.
business, we want to make sure that we're, you know, able to take care of our current service metro area. And then from there, you know, with wisdom, right, and being able to properly staff, continue to further our reach.
Absolutely. And in your opinion, what do you foresee as the future of personalized care services? And based on what you foresee it to be, what would you like to see as well?
Yeah, so right now is a very interesting time. I think there's a lot more happening with what we focus on, right, which is custom care plans. They've become very, very popular, again, because everyone's unique, their experiences are different. We're also seeing a big boom in telehealth services and AI technology. So being able to do early diagnosis detection for patients. In my opinion, what I would continue to love to see is more personalized care. We really focus on the what's called the client caregiver matching process. We also want to make sure that families are heavily involved in a part of their loved one's care plan. And then ultimately, I think being able to have the flexibility to reevaluate and adjust care needs based off of the client and how they're doing.
Because every person is different. So it's good that you call out that it's a unique experience. And when you are caring for individuals, having their family involved is so important as well, because it's not just the person you're caring for, it's the whole family that It's like a community.
Absolutely.
Everyone needs to be involved in the process in order to feel secure with the services you're providing. So it's good that you are bringing that point out. So another point, Lexis, you mentioned about the current trend, and there's a boom in telehealth services and AI technologies. But at Heart to Heart Home Care, your focus is on customized healthcare. We know of companies, for example, within our alliance and others that we've read about that are in the healthcare industry and they're utilizing AI technology. And the results of that is more personalized healthcare services for patients. How do you think AI will be helpful within the home care industry?
100%. So AI is changing the game in so many ways. As you mentioned, from telehealth to smart home technology, ways in which we're supporting our clients specifically when it comes to personalized plans is through mobile application, care management, and data analysis. So we're able to move quicker and faster with the latest trends, streamlined process flows for the client and the caregiver, along with improve preventative measures to support families.
That is awesome. And is there anything that you've seen just in general that's beneficial for you being in home healthcare services as it relates to technology? Maybe it's AI related, maybe it's not, just in general with technology that's available, or if it doesn't exist.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yet that you would love to see.
I would say starting off again, we just came up on our 1 year in business officially last week. So for us,
Congratulations.
thank you. Yeah, lots of learnings. But for us, it's honestly been able to use AI for process flows. So just as Scott said on the paperwork front, right? Anytime you're doing anything with the state, there's a lot of documents that are required. So I've used AI resourcing tools to create templates, create process flows, to create, different comm structures and email templates and various things that we need to, share out with our clients, right? As we're signing people up for services, but just to support when it comes to community engagement and future prospecting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Scott, did you have anything you wanted to add
I'm
to
gonna piggyback slightly on that. I mean, not
that?
quite AI, but the technology component. I don't know if was mentioned earlier, but I do travel for the IT business, and so Lexi actually traveled with me some weeks. Depends on where I'm going, and she's like, "Oh, Scott, I want to come with you," which is cool. But on the flip side of that is, once we get a lead in for the home care business, or we need to go out and do see a client to do a home visit, where I'm in the process of introducing like a Zoom intake call where we have a Zoom meeting with the patient or the main provider for the client, so we can go over documentation or just meet virtually instead of us physically have to be there, because sometimes, like I said, we're neither, both of us are neither in Georgia at the time. So something we're gonna probably be introducing real soon, doing a Zoom or a invite, a virtual meeting essentially with the patient and their primary care person.
And the biggest call out is making sure it meets the needs of our clients, right? So at the end of the day, we still support adult seniors and or those with disabilities. So it's very important that we're able to create a process that works for the individual. So some people, again, love that that touch point of being in person, while others prefer that virtual consultation. So I think AI has really allowed us to kind of fill in and meet those gaps based on the individual. And that's why we're working to create personalized plans that support each and every client because they're all different.
They are. And we as individuals by default are different. There's no one of us that are created equal. And to be able to leverage technology to customize and personalize it for your clients just makes you be able to serve them that much better, I should say. What are some of the key indicators in the market that's driving your industry? I know you talked about AI and telehealth, but what do you see as some of the key indicators that's driving
Baby boomers. Baby boomers
that?
is one of the key that's one of the key things right now. Aging in population, a
Okay.
rise of chronic diseases, a growing preference for aging in place, all indicators is the driving industry right now.
Got
Time.
it.
None of us can run from time.
Exactly. We are human. We're born, we're going to live, and we're going to get old. And that's a blessing to get to that
Is.
age.
It
So,
really is.
are there any existing regulations that are helpful for your industry? And if not, what would you like to see as far as regulations?
So in the state of Georgia, we are a what's called a regulated state. So there are licensing provisions to operate a private home care business, which is wonderful. So, we decided, hey, we wanted to move forward with home care at the end of 2023, and we didn't get our pre-license from the state until July of 2024.
Wow.
So there's a 3 to 6 month process involved in order to even say, hey, I'm interested in doing this.
Right.
The beauty in Georgia as well is that there is continuous checks and balances. So we are in, again, in the state of Georgia, everyone has a registered RN that must be on site to help put together that care plan for a client.
Okay.
Something that I think could help other states that are not pre-licensed or have any form of state regulation is to have one. At the
Okay.
end of the day, we are in people's homes and we're
Right.
taking care of seniors who sometimes are unable to, speak for themselves. So when you're not in a regulated state, yes, it's great. You can get your business off up and running quickly, but at the same token in time, there aren't those checks and balances that make you do your due diligence, so to speak, of
Right.
you're hiring background check caregivers, you're making sure that you're insured and bonded. So all of those things are really important. And I think that here in the state of Georgia, at least, the regulations that we have in place are a pro, they're a positive.
Well, that's good to know that you are actually in a regulated state within the US. I wish that was across the board, because as you said, it's part of the service you're providing. You want to make sure that it's safe and secure. And having a state that's already regulated just helps you as you try to move forward with your business. And hopefully that will expand into other areas and everyone else will be regulated because it is important and it helps the families to feel secure as well. Everyone loves their loved ones. There's a reason why the family is involved. And when you think about your social impact, what you're doing as far as the services you're providing, how do you measure that? How do you measure that your clients are satisfied with the services you're providing?
Yes. So for us, we heavily weigh into qualitative data at this time. So we pride ourselves on having an open door policy when it relates to both our clients and caregivers. We truly stress the importance of a feedback loop and are continuously looking for ways to learn more about the industry, find better ways to support our clients and caregivers, because it goes both ways. And
Right.
ultimately, continue to scale our business and improve the quality of lives of the individuals we serve.
Well, it's great to have this conversation because I'm learning as I'm talking to you as well about your industry. What do you see as your future direction for Heart to Heart Home Care?
As mentioned earlier, as a veteran-owned business, I would love to support more veterans as they don't get the care they need and receive, unfortunately. Like I said, many veterans fought for this country, and unfortunately, the care is not there for them always. Back to the question regarding regulations. You have to be in business for a certain period of time and to have a proven track record to be able to work with the VA, unfortunately. It's just part of their process. Everyone has a process, so that's
Right.
just their process. So this is one of our goals and objectives at this time. We want to continue to improve the quality of life of our clients, create more employment opportunities for our community on a larger scale. And I would love to have more community events and community outreach sponsored by Heart to Heart Home Care. I want Heart to Heart Home Care to become a household name eventually. We know the name Gucci, we know the name Prada, we know Target, we know all these big box in the home care industry. I would love Heart to Heart to have a proven track record name. Because at the end of the day, all we have is our name.
How exciting. Go ahead, Alexi.
I would love to add to that. For me, what's super important, and this goes back to like my corporate work, is training and development. So the great thing again is in the state of Georgia, we are required to have training and education opportunities available to our caregivers so that they can do their best quality work. But I would love to take it a step further, and whether it's having a training school or being able to up level even more those caregivers who are interested in getting their CNA and their actual healthcare licensing. I think that's where we get the most out of people when it's not just about the work, but we actually care about their daily lives and how they provide for their families and their education. So that's something that I would love to eventually be able to do down the line.
How exciting. And as humans, we are so unique and so different. And as you think about the aging population and you think about those that are born with certain disabilities, if you're able to provide these services and you care for them, just like your name, Heart to Heart, with a heart, and no pun intended, but you're putting forth an effort to say, I'm setting the standard of what I would like for my industry to be. And to your point, Scott, you can become a household name, if you're setting this paradigm shift and you're defining this is what our industry should look like by the services that you're providing. So this has been great to have this conversation with you. Thank you. It has been so great speaking with both of you. And what closing comments would you like to share with our listening audience? Is there anything that you want to leave us with?
So our slogan or motto is from our heart to yours. With that being said, the first thing I want to say is just again, thank you so much for the Impact Best family for having this platform in order to share like what we do and what we're working to do to better serve our community. The biggest thing I think I can say or a takeaway is continue to serve, continue to be impactful, and put others first. Especially in the day and time that we're living in, it's one kind gesture that goes a long way that we think is minute, but someone else would think important. So be of service, be of impact, and continue to, be light.
As Lexi said, just take the moment to either help someone out. Even a small gesture is opening the door for people still. I'm learning that that goes a long way in this time. Kindness is not so kind anymore as it was many, many years ago. But be kind to one another, love one another. And if you see a senior in need, help a senior out or someone disabled. Let's help each other back out. Love is not gone. It's, you can show love in so many different ways. So love each other.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Alexis and Scott. I have truly been inspired by your company's mission and your social impact. And we are delighted to have you both as Impact Best Alliance members. So the sky is the limit for you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what else you're able to accomplish with your business. So thank you again.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you found value in today's conversation, subscribe, share, and be part of the movement towards a more sustainable and inclusive future. Stay connected with us, and remember, impact isn't just an idea, it's a choice we make every day. So let's build the future together. See you next time on the Impact Best Podcast.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.